Bill and I discussed starting a minority or black male program because the black males were the lowest performing of all the groups in the city on the FCAT. And I said, we got to do something about that. So we held a meeting and invited, over the superintendent's signature, about 40 black males in the city.
When was that?
Leaders. 3 years ago. It's a three-year-old program. They all came, except one white guy, Merle Climo. And I said, Bill, don't worry about Merle. He doesn't know he's white. And let him come on in. And he did. And this is the result of it. I got sick that year and had to come out, but these guys have been working with their mentees, and I think you can see some of the improvement. Now, I was asked when it happened, why black males? I said, well, I'm one, and I think I know that problem as much as anyone. But if the Hispanic group that would like to start the same thing, or whatever group, I'd be happy, and the school system would be happy to support it. And I think some other groups may have tried that for a little while. I can't verify that. But that started from that one meeting. It is similar to a program that's going on around the country called 100 Black Men. And it's incorporated. It's doing great things. Some cities, this thing has taken off. I'm going to try to make a suggestion tonight, if you let me speak, that next year I think we ought to move to uniforms. Nothing exotic, nothing major. Khaki pants, blue coats, or dress up a special tie, and have a pin. Because I think we're at the point now where we can be proud that this is an organization that can be identified throughout the school system. I don't know what their reaction will be to that, but I'm gonna, if they let me talk, I'm gonna suggest we do that. They have a understanding there with their parents, first of all. Their parents signed off kind of on a little contractual relationship of allowing the mentor to either meet with the young person in school or at home or whenever. But that's not a thing they do just without the parents' involvement and knowing that Mr. So-and-so is taking my son out. They pay a whole lot of attention to their homework. They get some discussion with the kid about the nature of the homework. We taught them early on, whether or not they're still doing it, I don't know, how to be e-mentors, so it's not so invasive. But they were to exchange email, a simple thing like writing the kid at least twice a week, well, what are you doing in math? That sometimes, we believe, takes the place of, at that age, some of them, what the little note from the girlfriend used to take place. I love you, you love me. But it establishes in this economy, in technology age, it establishes a way that they can communicate without necessarily going in the home, being invasive. It's not a Big Brother thing where you go to a baseball game or together with the mentor, but some of them do that. We don't discourage that, but we try to make it strictly a kind of academic, buddy buddy, pal pal, somebody that can, and it's been that way. It's not, there's a little handbook somewhere, I don't know where it is, that we use that already been e-mentoring, but Veronica Meigs got copies of it. And we taught, and they still can use the computer lab on the bus anytime they want to, or we can take the computer lab to anywhere where they want to have a meeting and use the skills anymore. I don't believe or know for a fact that they're still using how they got started. They did have a little training thing of email and that kind of thing when we first started. But we'd like to believe that they're using that because it's less invasive, really. It's not one of these things where you have to go and sit up in somebody's living room to talk to the kid. They make arrangements in the school for time during lunch period for the mentors to come in and meet with them at lunch period and things like that.
Were you? Did you have mentoring experiences? Were you yourself mentored when you were over the years?
Not only that, I always try to have a kid I was either buying clothes for or giving clothes to or watch out. Always. Matter of fact, I actually was in charge of Reagan's mentoring relationship with Rudolph Hines, which was a kindergartner at Congress Heights, which later became Martin Luther King Elementary School. But none of my people wanted to fool with those Republicans, so I was always the one sent out to set programs up between Reagan and Rudolph Hines. We had later on Ehrlichman's wife that he divorced, who would get all the Army and Navy school buses to take the fourth graders down to the symphony orchestra at the Washington Technical Kennedy Center. But I've had them, and then I had one major mentor, Dave, brother. I used to call him Brother Days, D-A-Y-S, who really was the call of me going to college. When I went to junior high and high school, I only completed 14 units. For graduation, you're supposed to complete 18. So I went to an undergraduate program in an unaccredited college in Alabama, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, which means that environment, somebody from urban Chattanooga going to Huntsville, Alabama, agrarian school, to major in teaching, was way up there. But it was Brother Day's school that got me there, and my Brock Candy Company paid for my education by allowing me to work each summer. But I've had help like that all my life. There's no way in the hell I'd be standing here without it. There's just no way.